The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
David Bimmerman back here on Radio Row, live at Mandalay Bay. I mean, I'm super excited. University of Florida great, Fred Taylor. We went to school together for a little bit. We overlapped. My freshman year, Florida won the national title. Yeah. Fred was the star on the team. Fred, honored to be here. What are you doing here in town?
My pleasure, man. Thank you guys for having me. Just enjoying Super Bowl festivities, right, first and foremost. But I actually just had an opportunity through a partnership with Crown Royal, had an opportunity to present to one of my good buddies, Nate Burleson, at the NFL Soul Food Celebration that was last night, and it'll air on Saturday on CBS. I had an opportunity to present Nate with a $25,000 trophy on behalf of Crown Royal to the Michigan Veterans Foundation, which is they give back. It's a nonprofit that gives back to the Detroit Center, which helps veterans in their transition that needs housing, sure, or whatever other needs they might need at the time. So that was fun, man. It was such a great thing on behalf of Crown Royal. So that's one of the big things here, working with my podcast as well, The Pivot. Sure. Ryan Clark Channing, they're running around somewhere doing my, you know, my Radio Row media hits, you know, and just hanging out with cool guys.
Do you
like
enjoying
yourself.
It? Pretty good?
It's good, yeah. It's always good, man. You know, be able to get back and kind of relive moments. You know, you have people that you're fans of, people that are fans of you. You know, I just, Emmett stopped earlier and wished me good luck for tonight.
Good.
With the Pro Bowl selection thing. Talked to Lawrence Taylor, you know, hollered at Drew Brees. Jamal Lewis is right over here. You know, Vernon Davis, the great San Francisco tight end.
Absolutely.
So it's always good to come back and see your brothers.
Sure.
It reminds you of the locker room.
You talk about memories. I want to ask you if two that I remember. One good, one bad. Both good for you. 97, Swamp, Florida State game.
Ah, man.
Woo! Yeah. One of the best games ever.
From the people that I ever come across, they say it's the best game ever in the Swamp.
It was.
For me, it's the best.
Knock it off on the heat.
It didn't start off that way.
Did not.
I fumbled twice, back-to-back series, and we spotted them 10 points, and I just wanted to cry. I actually did cry. And then I remember Travis Taylor, young receiver at the time. Travis was there. He wasn't playing a ton, but he's like, big bro, you just got to pray. You know, tell God, you know, what you need, what you want. Just pray. I went over, said a prayer, and it seemed like he put the God jersey on me. Like we say back at home at Potential Church, you know, putting on that God jersey. And I kind of turned into something that I had never been in college against the number one defense. I finished with 166 yards on the ground. They were only giving up 40 yards a game. And I had four touchdowns to cap that off. And it helped solidify, you know, my draft position, which eventually became the ninth pick
overall. And that was your last home game.
Yep.
And then fast forward a couple of years, I, as a fan, went to go watch Dan Marino and the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs.
So you're a Dolphin fan?
Yes.
That's the other bad example. Okay.
And had no idea that was going to be Danny's last game. You took a pass and went 90 yards to the house.
It was actually a draw, jump cut outside right, made a couple defenders miss, and I ran Brock Marion for the 90 yards. NFL record rush, which is still a record.
Yeah,
this day is like 20.
I would say I was honored. I saw a record,
years.
But no.
Yeah. 25, and Dan retired, and Jimmy Johnson retired after that. And I see Dan a lot in South Florida, where I live, and we've become really good friends. And most of the time, I see him, we'll have maybe a Crown Royal or two, right? And he always brings it up. Freddie, man, I get tired of people saying Jaguars put me into retirement.
Freddie put him into retirement.
Man, it was a good game for us. Unfortunately, we didn't finish out that year. You know, in the AFC Championship, we lost again to the Titans. But, you know, that's a memory in history. But the Super Bowl, that's what it's about.
I want to ask you about the state of today's game, your position. A lot has been made about the running backs not getting the money they deserve,
right,
not getting that lifetime contract.
Right.
You obviously played in a different era where running backs were valued differently.
Correct.
Now everybody's running back by committee. What do you think about what's going on in today's game at your position?
Well, you know, I kind of caught a little bit of that, you know, and throughout my career because of my injury history. every year the Jaguars drafted a back to try to, I mean, that's their insurance. You can't blame the organization for building for the future. That's what it's about. That's what any business is about, making sure you're successful going forward, right? So understanding that, you just go back to the drawing board, which is, I got to compete. I got to outwork you. I got to force the issue. Now, a lot of things that's out of our control, which is the big thing in football, because it's such a physical sport, is injury. Now, no matter what. I've seen guys just run to the right here on the carpet like this and tear their ACL without getting tackled. So it's just unfortunate. And because it falls heavy on the running back position, because we are going to get the ball, then we're going to get hit by all 11 guys sometimes. It increases those chances of us getting injured. So it takes a lot of leverage out of our corner, and the teams know that. You know, they know we're a vulnerable position. So their leverage, which is what the business model is based on, you always want to have some sort of leverage. Their leverage is having those statistics on their side and that data. They can say, well, no, your lifespan is average players are 3 years. His running back position can be less. The great ones, you might play 6-7 years, but then the life cycle, your ability starts to decline.
Right.
You know, but if you're a great one, again, you can force those issues. I was able to churn out 13 years. I was banged up maybe 5 of those years, but I still got some really good seasons in. And in this day, it's unfortunate how these guys are handcuffed, and they have a model. Whereas when these guys come in, they don't necessarily have to pay them early. They run them up, tag them once. If they do show they have potential, they tag them once, can tag them twice. And then after that, they're approaching 30, and then now they can get another young guy. So it's unfortunate. Then maybe they should take away the franchise tag, or unless pay them franchise rate.
Right.
If they're a franchise player, pay them the average of the top 2-3 salaries on that team.
Or take the carpet away.
Bingo.
Thank you, Fred, for the time. I'm going to always have fond memories of you in that last game of the Swamp. Who wins on Sunday?
I get stumped every time I get asked this question.
That's all good.
And
though,
I probably don't have time to kind of break it down. But
Give us a winner.
It's hard to bet against or go against Mahomes.
Here we go.
And then the Niners are loaded. I'm still stuck in the middle.
It'll be a good game either way. Fred Taylor, David Behrman, Pro Football Network, ProFootballNetwork.com, and at PFN 365.